What's up, guys?
All right.
Where are you football-wise? We've covered the story, but we look out there, and it looks like you have not missed a beat, which is incredible. How do you feel football-wise now?
Well, first off, I'm fully cleared. I'm going. I'm full go, and it feels amazing. It feels like it's hard to describe. You know, when I was going through all my stuff, you kind of visualize it, and then you get back here, and you're going through the reps, and you're with your teammates, and, you know, you're sore and sweaty, and you just... It's even better than I had imagined it, and there's some rust, there's some things that are coming back, but I feel good. I feel really good. I feel like my technique is improving every day, and it's motivating for sure.
What's it gonna be like when you get to put the pads on tomorrow for the first time?
You know, before these practices, I've been feeling like those butterflies that I've missed, you know, by not practicing. And I'm looking forward to getting those butterflies for practice again, so I can't wait for that.
David, how did you do this? How did you jump back into this? What were you doing this whole time that kind of kept you in football? Like you're saying your technique, you feel good. That's kind of crazy.
You know, I going through it, I always worked on my technique, and if it wasn't working on it physically, it was, you know, mentally. I was, you know, around the guys, I was around the game, I was studying it, and I learned a lot about the game because you take a step back and it's a different type of learning when you know you're not going out there to run the plays. You're more like studying the plays and the angles, and I really learned a lot about the position, and I love everything about the position. And coming back this spring, I really tried to get my technique dialed in, and I feel good coming out here.
Is there anything that surprised you so far about what you're doing the first couple of days?
Just being at the Greenbrier, how nice this place is, man. I could never have imagined it was. I mean, it's been awesome so far, and that's probably the biggest surprise, being out here.
I've been physically on the field.
Physically on the field?
Yeah, right.
No, you know, it's football. It's the same, you know, game that I played my whole life, and I've had some time off, but when I get back out there, I just feel like I'm back at home.
Bill said he was pleasantly surprised about how quickly you were able to regain your strength on the field. Does that surprise you, or what did you do to get yourself back in football shape?
Yeah, you know, when I was on my intensive chemo and maintenance chemo for a long time, and then once I got off all that, like, I just felt my body, like, just getting stronger by the day, and it was really exciting just to feel that. Like, every week it was, you know, a PR in the weight room since I've been diagnosed, and it just came back so fast, and I feel healthy and I feel strong, and it's exciting.
Were you surprised by how fast it did come back?
I was surprised, yeah. Because you don't really know how it's going to react, but once I get off all that chemotherapy and get back, I came back quick, and I feel really good.
I know you posted, you know, cancer did not do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Is it okay with you that your teammates are out here telling us that you're an inspiration, and they just pull for you and every day kind of think about what you have done and gone through?
Yeah. It's, yeah, that's crazy to kind of hear my teammates say that, but it's cool. It's kind of past the point where it's like, oh my God, it's so amazing. It's just little things like, it's good to see you, 7-7. You know, just little things like that is really, you know, means a lot to me.
David, you've already been on OTAs and all that stuff, but have you had a chance at that moment out here, wow, I'm back, after all you've been through, you've had a kind of, oh, well, moment?
Yeah, kind of every day is like that, you know. Like, you kind of wake up and you're like, here we are, we're in training camp, we're playing, you know, this is what you always wanted.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks.